This episode is brought to you by American Graphics and Signs. From fleet graphics to full vehicle wraps, American Graphics has you covered. They provide customized solutions to ensure your brand stands out wherever your vehicles go. Elevate your brand with American Graphics and Signs. Contact them today at americangraph.com. That's americangraph.com. Welcome to the Illinois Trucking Podcast, a show dedicated to building great leaders who are building great businesses. I'm your host, Matthew Hart, Executive Director of the Illinois Trucking Association. And each month here on the podcast, I sit down with some of the best leaders in the trucking industry to learn how they built their business, how they lead others well, and how they grow their leadership skills. And we've got one of the best leaders in the trucking industry here with us today. He is Brian Wasowitz, the president and owner of Triple G Enterprises, and he is also the newly elected chairman of the Illinois Trucking Association. Brian has decades of experience building a trucking company that specializes in hauling tankers of various products in Illinois and in Florida. Brian's also known within the industry as someone who cares deeply about his team members and about the trucking industry overall. Let's get right to it. Here is our conversation.
Brian Wasowitz, president of Triple G Enterprises. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Illinois Trucking Podcast. Brian, start off with the story of Triple G Enterprises. How did it start? When did you get involved? How does the business look today? Give us the full rundown of Triple G Enterprises.
Well, good morning, and thank you. Thank you for having me. Triple G Enterprises was formed in June of 1996. We started as a smaller company. I started with the company actually in 1988. I was in high school, and Dad actually said, "You want to come out and start doing some stuff with the trucking industry, with the company, with your brother, myself. We'd love to have you." So one day I said, "Yeah, why not?" Came out, started just kind of watching, learning, listening. I thought that was the most important side to learning, and being part, watching the drivers come in and out, camaraderie, talking with them, staff in the office. At that time we only had a couple trucks. They would come in to the yard, go out. They would do their job, and Dad would just always say, "Okay, we're going to do a check over what's right or what's wrong." But ultimately, that's all they wanted me to do in high school, is to come out, look, and learn. Fast forward to through the years, I was in dispatch. I actually was a mechanic in maintenance in the shop. I kind of settled in the office, working through dispatch and regulatory banking. That was kind of seen as my forte. Always able to drive. Dad always said one of the biggest parts in trucking is making sure you're doing what our main focus is, and that's delivering products. So fast forward, I continue in 96, we built a building where we are today, and we've continued to put a new office on, continued growth. Our team members have watched us grow. They've seen us as present, being part of a company and continuing growth. I think is very important through being present.
Well, we are coming off of a trucking recession. It's been a tough couple of years in the industry, and we've all made it through. And I want to ask you, as a leader in the trucking industry, how do you stay positive, especially, and you've been around a long time, but especially the last few years during a trucking recession, how do you stay positive?
Staying positive is making sure that you can handle what you can control. making sure everybody understands that there are going to be downturns in the economy, but making sure that everyone knows that you're not giving up. Perseverance, integrity, never sacrificing safety. We always are looking to improve, innovate our equipment, you know. So for us, my positivity, I think, bleeds out to everybody else. And when they see me not giving up, I think they go a little further.
So you're a great role model for a lot of people around you, and you've got a great team here at Triple G Enterprises. Tell me how important it is just to surround yourself with great people.
So great people start by seeing something in you. I don't see anything different in myself than anybody else. But when I say that, I mean people want to be around you. People want to come to work. We spend more time at Triple G on some days or most days than we do with our own families. So our family here is of the utmost importance. So your camaraderie, your open communication, you're showing up daily on time, you know, promptness. These are things that I see as if it's important to me, then that it will be important to them.
Well, I want to pivot a little bit. And first of all, congratulations on being elected the incoming chairman of the board for the Illinois Trucking Association, a longtime member of the ITA, longtime board member of the ITA. As the chairman, what are you looking forward to at the ITA for the next couple of years?
I say this with unequivocality. I look forward to growing membership. I look forward to continuing the programs that we've already started. The past chairmen have done an amazing job of continuing, you know, safety. We've added drug testing. We continue to add different, you know, the tech competition, the trucking, you know, competition. So driver competitions, you know, there's the golf outings. There's many that we continue to do. And as we grow through these, we're going to see people want to come and be part. Our resources, our educational programs, for me, if I'm able to in the next 2 years continue to push those, I think it's going to be a very successful couple of years.
So you guys find value in the Illinois Trucking Association. When you think about everything, I mean, obviously you serve on the board of directors, but why are you, you know, why is it important for anyone to be a member of the Illinois Trucking Association?
The resources that the Illinois Trucking Association is providing, they're invaluable. I can't tell you how excited we are at Triple G Enterprises to be joining the Illinois Trucking Drug and Alcohol Program. So when you're able to be part of the board and you're also able to be part of the programs, now safety and maintenance is in everybody's, it should be at the forefront of every company. So when you're able to see these programs and how they're ran, and you can also have your company take part in them, I think more companies should take part.
Yeah, and I'm looking, there's awards all over the building here. There are a couple in particular that are in the room here is the tech competition, and you've got some great techs here that have competed in the Illinois Professional Technicians Competition. Obviously, you're proud of those guys and what they do.
Yeah, our techs are... They're not only continuing educated, training is just, it's just keeps going on forever. But when I look at the age of our techs, I always want to make sure that we have a good, an age group of older techs plus younger techs so that we can take some of the older equipment that the new techs have never seen now that we can mix that in and they can show them. So same for the younger techs that are more computer savvy, they can show the older techs how to do some of these things as well. So when we have the truck driving championships and we put somebody in, we look to definitely we want that driver to be noticed. So between the truck driving championships and also the tech competition, these guys are going there to win.
Yeah. When you're looking for, and you've got great technicians, you got great drivers, every trucking company relies on those drivers and they do a great job out there on the road. You guys are a tank company primarily. And so tank is a different segment as well. It takes different skills to drive a tank truck. When you think of your drivers, what stands out to you? What do you look for when you're looking for, especially the next generation of young drivers to get into this industry?
So our drivers, the amount of training that goes into each driver it's endless. It continues. More importantly about the driver, we want longevity. We want our drivers to be with us forever. We want them to look to retire with Triple G Enterprises. When we look to training, we have drivers that come in from maybe another company that is, we didn't do this or we don't do that. Well, we don't want to hear that. We want that driver to be able to do everything. We're looking to make sure that we have the safest, most efficient, and when they go to a customer, they're courteous.
Great. Well, coming back to the Illinois Trucking Association, and one of the great things about the Illinois Trucking Association is the chance to connect with other leaders in the industry. And you obviously are connected to many people in the Illinois Trucking Association. How important are those relationships with other ITA members?
The ITA is a community. It's a community of professional individuals that want the best for the Illinois trucking industry. Yeah, the association itself, our folks, that we are the best of the best. And the networking that goes in, the safety and compliance that goes in, the educational resources that are available, that is what I believe sells the Illinois Trucking Association. Matt, I mean, when I was part of the hiring process when you came aboard, and I couldn't be more proud to have an individual like you as director. So for my vision of the Illinois Trucking Association, as long as I've been around, I continue to take that same vision to my company and ask my employees to look to the same vision as well going out. Drivers at customers, techs looking at equipment, our staff making sure they're being prompt and the paperwork correct.
Well, that's fantastic. And we all love this industry. It's a fantastic industry. We love what you're doing at Triple G. You've got a great team here working with you. Just in closing, Brian, what when you look back at the trucking industry overall, what do you love most about the trucking industry?
So I love that we're just a quiet little community that just keeps going. When COVID happened, we were not considered a first responder. But when you looked at it, every truck driver was out there doing their, making their deliveries, taking their own sacrifices of this pandemic and putting their families possibly at risk, but we were out delivering the goods. When I look to the future of the trucking industry, I look at where are we going? How are we going to transform from electrification to electrification? Or maybe we're not going to get there. Maybe it will be something else. But clean diesel today is beyond of what it was. So we don't see the smoke out of the vehicles that we used to have. We see the fuel mileage coming up, getting better. So there's so many positives. But all in all, we all want the industry to be safe. We all want it to be more efficient. we all look to regulatory. How are we going to deal with regulatory stuff? Regulations keep getting stricter. We got to make sure our drivers are aware of this. So communication with our team. Here at Triple G, our open communication policy is just, it's just amazing. Anybody could come in and see me at any time. I'll talk with them. I try to do my best if I'm on the phone or something like that. That might be a little different, but you know, all in all, we want to make sure we have an open floor policy, open door policy, and everyone can come in.
Awesome. Well, you've got a great organization. You've got a great team. We are so honored to have you as part of the Illinois Trucking Association. We look forward to you being chairman of the ITA. And thanks for joining us today on the Illinois Trucking Podcast.
Thank you again, everyone. Have a great 2025. Look forward to seeing you all at the events.
Thank you again, Brian. We love having you on the podcast and learning more about you, your story, your passion for people, and for this industry. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow or subscribe no matter where you listen, and make sure to follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. The Illinois Trucking Association is the voice of trucking in Illinois, and we are always fighting for you.